Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Healing Anxious Attachment Style with an Avoidant Partner by Paul Grayson, is a practical self-help relationship guide focused on the anxious-avoidant pairing. A common pattern where one partner seeks closeness and reassurance while the other protects autonomy by pulling back, drawing on attachment style concepts in accessible language. The book aims to help readers who identify as anxiously attached reduce reactivity, interrupt the pursuing and distancing cycle, and communicate in ways that lower defensiveness. Its core purpose is not to pressure an avoidant partner to change, but to strengthen the reader's self-regulation, boundaries, and clarity so the relationship can become safer and more stable. The approach is action-oriented, emphasizing tools and exercises that translate attachment theory into everyday choices, especially during triggers such as silence, conflict, or perceived rejection. Overall, it positions secure attachment as something that can be built through consistent skills, emotional responsibility, and healthier interaction patterns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the anxious avoidant cycle without blame, a central topic is naming the anxious avoidant dynamic in a way that reduces shame and finger pointing. The book frames the pattern as a predictable loop: anxious activation leads to pursuit, request for reassurance, or escalating bids for closeness, while avoidant discomfort with intensity or perceived demands leads to withdrawal, shutdown, or emotional distance. When distance increases, the anxious partner often experiences it as rejection, which intensifies anxiety and restarts the loop. By describing the cycle as a system rather than a personal failure, the reader can shift from trying to win closeness through urgency to observing what is happening in real time. This lens also helps interpret common moments, such as delayed replies, reduced affection, or conflict avoidance as triggers that activate attachment strategies, not necessarily proof of a lack of love. The value of this topic is practical once the pattern is recognizable. The reader can pause, choose a different response, and stop feeding the chase. This understanding becomes a foundation for every other skill, from communication to boundaries. Secondly, reducing over-pursuit and the need for constant reassurance. The book emphasizes that anxious attachment often shows up as protest behavior, repeated checking, over-explaining, or attempts to secure certainty through the partner's immediate response. While understandable, these strategies can intensify an avoidant partner's withdrawal and leave the anxious partner feeling more powerless. A key topic is learning how to step out of over-pursuit without denying real needs for connection. That means separating desire from urgency and building tolerance for discomfort when reassurance is not instantly available. The guidance centers on slowing down the impulse to chase and choosing actions that stabilize the nervous system first, such as pausing before sending another message, naming the trigger internally, and deciding what a secure response would look like. Importantly, the goal is not emotional suppression or pretending not to care. It is developing enough inner steadiness to ask for closeness in a cleaner way and to avoid turning uncertainty into a crisis. As this skill strengthens, the relationship can become less reactive because requests for connection arrive with more clarity and less pressure. Thirdly, communication that invites connection instead of triggering withdrawal. Communication is treated as a skill set designed to reduce escalation and defensiveness in anxious-avoidant relationships. The book highlights that anxious partners often communicate from a triggered state, which can sound like accusation, urgency, or high-intensity emotional flooding, even when the underlying need is simple consistency, reassurance, or closeness. With an avoidant partner, that delivery can feel overwhelming and can trigger distancing. The book, therefore, focuses on expressing needs in a grounded, direct way that lowers threat and increases the chance of engagement. This includes choosing timing carefully, speaking about specific behaviors rather than global character judgments, and using language that owns feelings without assigning blame. Another part of this topic is learning to tolerate pauses in conversation, because avoidant partners may need time to process. Rather than chasing an immediate resolution, the reader is encouraged to aim for steady, repeatable communication patterns. By shifting from emotional pursuit to clear requests and calm limits, the reader can create conditions where both partners are more likely to stay present and work through issues. Fourthly, managing anxiety independently and building emotional safety from within. A defining message of the book is that secure attachment is supported by self-regulation, not by constant external reassurance. In an anxious avoidant pairing, the anxious partner can become dependent on the avoidant partner to calm distress, which is unreliable and often unrealistic. The book, therefore, prioritizes tools that help the reader regulate their own anxiety and return to stability before engaging their partner. This can include identifying personal triggers, noticing body-based signs of activation, and practicing grounding strategies that interrupt spirals of rumination and catastrophic thinking. the point is not to become perfectly independent or to need nothing from a partner. Instead, it is to ensure that requests for connection come from a place of self-respect and stability, not panic. This topic also reframes emotional safety as something that begins with internal consistency, honoring your own needs, making choices aligned with your values, and building a life that does not collapse when the relationship feels uncertain. As internal safety grows, the reader becomes less reactive to distance and better able to evaluate the relationship realistically. Lastly, healthy boundaries that protect needs without trying to force change. The book treats boundaries as a core ingredient in healing anxious attachment, especially with an emotionally avoidant partner. Without boundaries, the anxious partner may accept inconsistent contact, tolerate repeated withdrawal without repair, or abandon personal needs to keep the relationship intact. With clear boundaries, the reader can stay compassionate without self-abandonment. This topic focuses on defining what is acceptable, what is not, and what actions you will take to protect your emotional well-being. It also distinguishes boundaries from ultimatums. The aim is not to control the avoidant partner, but to communicate limits and follow through consistently. Boundaries work best when they are specific and behavior-focused, such as what kind of communication is needed during conflict, how long silence can last before a check-in, or what respectful engagement looks like. The book also emphasizes honoring your needs while allowing the partner to have space, a balance that reduces the chase and increases self-respect. Over time, boundaries help clarify whether the relationship can become more secure because they create structure and accountability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who recognize anxious attachment in themselves and feel stuck with a partner who tends to withdraw, shut down, or create emotional distance. It will also help anyone who wants practical ways to apply attachment style ideas rather than simply learning the theory. The main benefit is skill building. The reader is guided toward regulating anxiety, communicating with less urgency and blame, and setting boundaries that protect emotional needs while reducing the pressure that often triggers avoidance. Intellectual value comes from learning to see relationship conflict as a predictable pattern that can be interrupted, rather than as proof that something is inherently wrong with you. What helps it stand out in a crowded attachment category is its clear emphasis on action and responsibility. It does not frame healing as convincing an avoidant partner to become different, but is building internal steadiness and healthier interaction habits that can shift the dynamic. That focus can be particularly empowering for readers who feel trapped in reassurance seeking or over-pursuit. Ultimately, the book positions secure relating as a set of repeatable choices, offering a compassionate and structured path to calmer connection and better relational clarity. If you would like to support Paul Grayson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.